Onokoya. Onokoya. Hallelujah. She's the founding leader of Harvest of the Nations and the director of Harvest of the Nations School of Ministry. She ministers all over the world, in the United Kingdom, America, Europe, Africa, Asia, an evangelist, a prophetess. She was recently, this past week, out in California, then in the Midwest, I think in, was it Minnesota, Indiana, Montana. I knew it started with an M, one of those M states. Montana, Indiana. And now she's back here because she's leaving to go back home tomorrow. Am I right? Leaving to head back home to England. But we've been privileged and honored that she's agreed to speak here. She's spoken at many churches and conferences and ministries and equipping schools. And she has some literature in the back, some books that she's written. And when I call her up, I'm sure she'll explain more in regard to those. But we always look for opportunities to have the Lord minister in our midst and in our presence. And I believe that Ella brings that gift to us. So without any further ado, I'm just going to ask her to come on up. I'm going to welcome her. So Ella, come on up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. I just felt like, did you sing that song, or was it just ringing in my head? But there was a song that was just in my heart, and I just, sometime when I connect to a song, I just feel that there probably is something within that song that is for the meeting. Do you know that song, Holy? Holy, there is no one like, did you sing it? Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are. Fill me with your love and me to the... Amen. I just, it was just ringing in my heart. Let that be a prayer. Whatever that song just came to my heart. Just, breathing in my heart, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. Breathe on us, Father, Lord, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you that your breath is here and your presence is here. That you fill this place with your manifold, wonderful, wonderful presence, Lord. And that we are here just to, receive of you and all that you have for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to sing. Can you come and sing with the song with me? I just want to sing the song. Oh, I don't know the words though.
Oh, the song we just sang.
Yeah. Holy, there is none beside you. There is no one like you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your love and
truth. Me to love to those.
Oh, I'm in a different key.
Thank you.
I'm in your key.
To those around me, I think that's the last part. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Usually have to find out where someone's voice is.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I think you're here.
Yeah. I just wanted to sing it briefly.
All right, let's
That's
sing
okay.
it.
Okay, maybe we'll sing it later.
Holy, there is no one like you.
In your key and
don't worry,
my
maybe
key.
We'll sing it later on.
Okay.
Brother Rich, we can sing it later on.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, of course. Yeah, amen. Hey, there's no one beside you. This song was just, in my head. Yeah, hallelujah. And so, Jesus, we just honor our Lord and our King. We thank you, Jesus, for being here today. You're always here where two or three are gathered. He's with you at home. He's with you here today, and he's with all of us. He is so worthy. He's such a good God. We give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The songs are just filling my heart, but I'm going to preach. Hallelujah. Oh, good Father. It's who you are. We just praise you. We just praise you. Sometimes if you leave me, I'll sing all day, but I know I've got a word today. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Eugene, right? Thank you for having me, and Pastor Gina. Oh, Diane, sorry. To Diane and Pastor Eugene, thank you so much for having me here to speak. And and I've also got some of my some of my friends here from Healing Waters, and some of my students. Like you said, I do have a school of ministry, Harvest of the Nation School of Ministry. I'm the director of that Bible school, and some of my students are here. And this is Brother Kevin. Hallelujah, bless you. This is Nina, Sister Nidia. Yes, God bless you for coming. Some of my friends from Healing Waters, thank you for coming. Good friends there. Nice to see you. And this is Tina. I always introduce her as my armor bearer. Do you know what? Does anybody know what an armor bearer is? Yeah, and then she's kind of like a helper, a helpmate for the ministry, and have supported me. And I'm not the kind of person that is very quick to say, because you've got to see, but she's really proven throughout the years, very consistent. Very consistent. Since how long? 2012 or 2013, she's been consistently with me, serving the ministry whenever I'm here. So I really appreciate you, Tina. And so I appreciate all of you, and so good for you to be here and to receive a word of the Lord. Amen. I don't know if you, what do you think if some of you could fill the places? What, do you think that's a good idea? Could fill up the places if you sit closer, like those, for example, those empty places there, then we're like more cohesive. Do you mind if you, would you like to do that? Like maybe fill, you know, like those two empty chairs, spaces, for example. No, that's fine. You can sit, you know, those, yeah. Like if you would just come and be together. So we're more together. Hallelujah. Sit together more. That's what I mean. So that's a lot of, you know. I just think of Acts chapter 2 when they were all together. Amen. That's really good. That's good. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much for that unifying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we love you. We thank you. Yeah, we praise you, Lord. We worship your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do, for all that you bring to us today. And we receive the fullness of all that you have for us. We thank you, Jesus. We adore you. We magnify your holy, precious name. We give you honor. We give you praise. We bless you, our Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. So I was, this is actually my very last meeting today on this trip in the United States before I go back to London. I live in London, and then so tomorrow I'm flying back to London tomorrow. And I have been here since June. I've been in the United States since June, and so first I flew into New York, did some meetings there, and then went to Indiana, stayed there for some weeks, and just went all over to California and Montana and back again. But I am so grateful. I'm so grateful. Do you know that it's not by power or by might when we do things like this? It's not even the human strength. Then people would tell me, Ella, how do you get that energy that makes you just like that energy? Sometimes I'm doing my school at the same time and I'm still traveling and counseling and ministering with people. Where do you get that energy from? And in the midst of all that, but maybe the key is that I bask in his presence. I was just going to say that. In the midst of all that, I'm with the Lord. People that have stayed in their homes, they will tell you that when I'm not, there's nothing more that I like than to be in my room and just stay in the secret place, stay in the presence of God. Because in that place where his presence is, do you know what happens? His strength comes. He rejuvenates us. He strengthens us. So my strength is from him. But it wasn't until like this Wednesday when I was ministering at a meeting in Bethpage this week that suddenly I was filled with the spirit of gratefulness. That God, you brought me through all of this time and right till the end of the meeting. I mean, and I just give God praise. So we thank him. You know the scripture that says for our light and momentary affliction is working for us a far more eternal weight of glory. Right. The only reason why I'm going to share this with you is for you to know that through all circumstances, fix your gaze on Jesus. Don't let your eyes be removed from him. Don't fear attacks of the enemy. Don't fear the devil and what he can do. But fix your gaze on Jesus. Why am I sharing this? The very first week when I started my meeting, the first week was glorious. Tina was with me. Miracles, powerful deliverance. Just a few days later, not many people know because I don't usually broadcast some of the tribulations. You understand? A few days later, I had a really bad back injury. It was so bad. It was so bad. I was thinking that I could barely walk. Tina, you know, but I didn't cancel any of my meetings. Even when I was in agony and they were driving me on my back, I was like, please drive slowly. And I was like, I'm driving as slow as I could. Right. And I walked into the meeting and nobody could hug me. I'm like, please don't hug me. I'm in so much pain. And I was walking like this. You know, you were with me. And yet in those meetings, people were being healed. People were being touched by God. And I remember at the beginning, let me tell you, this is a testimony. When I was saying, God, can I really, I felt in my flesh. When I saw all the flyers on Facebook, all the meetings every week. And I thought, God, in my flesh, can I do this? Am I going to have to cancel some of these meetings? God gave me a dream. And in that dream, I think it was the earlier part when Rich just spoke to me about your church. And in that dream, it showed me the end from the beginning. It showed me in your church. And I woke up and I knew that he was telling me, yes, you will. I will bring you right through the end, to the very end. And here I am. I see this as a testimony that I'm here because at the time when I thought, how could I make it? How could I do it? And through it all, I give him glory. I give him glory. I remember a meeting in New York. This guy had a bulge on his hand and he was saying, this sister touched me. And the pain disappeared and all of that stuff. And the following week was when I went to Indiana. Guess what? I said, what? Nothing is going to stop me. And I was like, God, nothing is making me ashamed. I'm not ashamed because you're strengthening me. Do you know the pastor in Indiana met me on a wheelchair? The pastor that picked me up. But you wouldn't know when you see the photos on Facebook. Because I don't show those things. I show the glory. And when I stand, because he's in me, the Spirit of God is in me, you see joy on my face. You don't know the state of what I was feeling. But you know what? It was when I was in Indiana, I think it was the second week. It was the second week when I said to the pastor that I was staying with, I said, my back is so painful. I can barely sleep. It was during that week that God healed my back. That I received the healing. But I'm just thinking that look at me now. When that happened, it did not feel that I could go through meetings. Even during the week, I was preaching during the week. This is probably one of the busiest meetings I've ever had in the United States. But what am I saying? That there is grace on that word in the Bible for our light and momentary affliction. Do you understand? Working for us a far more eternal weight of glory for the things, you know, the things that are seen are eternal. The things, it's like their own sin. But in the midst of all that, you know one thing I did not do? I did not glorify the pain. I did not do any of that. I never said I had a bad back. When somebody said, oh, so sorry you have a bad back, I said, no, I do not have a bad back. I am being healed by the stripes of Jesus. So the more I proclaim this healing, the more I proclaim what is already done, the more His glory was resting on me. The more His glory was filling me. And so I want to encourage you. For me, this is a testimony. It showed me your church, and that's when I knew I was supposed to be here. It showed me here when it didn't look, it was possible that I could even travel, that I could go anywhere. And praise God. And I just want to lift my hand to Jesus, and I give Him glory, and I give Him praise, and I adore you for what the enemy meant for evil. It ends in a testimony. It ends in the testimony. We give glory. I give honor. I give praise to the one who was, to the one who is, to the one who always will be. And so I want to encourage with you. I want to encourage you today. Jesus is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Look at your whatever affliction that you're going through. Look at it as a light, L-I-G-H-T, light, a momentary affliction that is going working inside of you a far eternal weight of glory. And the key is the more you focus on Him, the more you speak the glory, the more you experience His glory. That's why I refuse to. That's why you never saw on my back on my Facebook that my back is hurting, nothing. I was always declaring His glory. What is Jesus doing? What is Jesus doing? And the more you speak it, what happens? What you speak, what you declare comes upon you in the name of Jesus. I just wanted to share that. You know, I just wanted to share that when it initially happened, it didn't look as if we would ever be a testimony. But look, glory to God. Glory to God. I have a big smile on my face because He showed me your church when it looked as if I couldn't even make it beyond. And He showed me the end. And so by that He was telling me, I've got you. I will bring you right through the very end. And that's how I know that God sent me to the United States. And that's how I know this is an assignment. Even being in your church today, it's an assignment. You know, an assignment of the glory of God is what He wants to do, even in your midst. Hallelujah. So as I was waiting on the Lord, will you have me share? And over and over and over again, I keep getting the word Isaiah chapter 64. Isaiah chapter 64 just kept coming to my spirit. Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 64. Isaiah chapter 64. So what was the dream that I had about this church that I want to share? When I had that dream, the dream that the Lord showed me, I believe that He was showing me the place that you are currently occupying, not just in the physical, but in the spirit. It's like God has given you, like the Bible says, the lions have fallen for me in pleasant places. So He's giving you an inheritance, but within that dream, I saw that what He's giving to you, you've not yet fully filled it up yet. Like there is still space for you to completely fill up the blessing that God has for you. So He's telling me you're going to, His intention and His heart is for you to expand to the right and to the left. That when you fill up the Lot that God has given, L-O-T, because sometimes I have to explain my accent sometimes, L-O-T, the Lot that God has given to you, when you fill it up, let's say like this church now, but even beyond it, let's say you fill up, but what the next thing that I'm hearing is an overflow. It's an overflow. That you're going to go beyond. And so God is going to extend, is the intention of the heart of the Lord to extend even your borders. But when I'm hearing even the extension of your borders, it goes even beyond the physical place that you see. Do you understand? It goes into the influence that you have within this. Should I call this place city? Long Island, is it a city? Or is it a town? Like the whole of Long Island? Is it a city? Yeah. Then I believe that even that there are borders God wants you to even fill in this place for righteousness, because your voice, it stands for righteousness and your voice stands for truth, you know, and that there are ears that are waiting to hear even more. And I believe that it is the heart of God to increase even the favor that is currently upon your life. Hallelujah. So that there is a real move of God to expand even the borders where you're currently in. And then to extend or to expand our borders, there are places within our soul, because there are people within this ministry that God has given to walk with you. There are places within our soul, within our heart, within our spirit, that in our heart, as we begin to extend, we begin to see, right? So first of all, before God takes you into a place, He wants you to see first. Isn't that what happened with Abraham? When God was speaking to Abraham, look, the descendant you're going to have, they're going to be so much. He had to show him, look at the stars in the sky. They're going to be more than that. They are going to be born than that. So there's an envision in it. And that's why God had to show me in a dream, look, I show you the end. You will make it. You will go through the, even when it looked impossible. So there is a place in our heart, right? Begin to make place within your heart. Begin to make place. What I say, clear out the clutters. What are the clutters? The clutters are the things that want to hamper the supernatural growth that God has for you. The clutters could be the word of dissension. Oh, don't you see what's happening? Don't you see what's happening in America right now? Don't you see the Antichrist movement? Don't you see any of this? Do you understand? Or the fear, oh, can I really do this? Do I have the resources for this? Do I have the money for this? Hasn't God been saying this for years and years, for many years? I haven't even seen the manifestation yet. But, you know, claim it. Today is the day. The day of salvation. The day of redemption. So, but clear out the clutters, because you're going to make way for the move of God. Because you're going to make a way for the move of the Spirit of God. And when you clear out the dissenting voice, you begin to receive even in the midst of you, right? Receive the voice. The voice of the Lord that is saying that, what was that wall? The wall of Jericho must fall. The wall of Jericho must fall. And then the 12 spies, they had a more excellent spirit. Because what did they see? They saw and they said, look at these giants. They're nothing. God has already given us the place. So receive by faith what God is showing you. I call the end from the beginning. So when you put your hand on Isaiah 64, and then we I want to tell you some of the specifics that I believe that the Lord was showing to me, and the keys and the strategy that I believe God will use to move us into that place. So I'm speaking today about an anointing to break through constrained places into your open place. And so when I speak about that, it's not just ministerial, it's about our lives as well. It's about our personal life. About our personal life, because the Lord is speaking victory, He's speaking breakthrough. And that's what I kept hearing throughout the night for this church. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. And it was even like I could hear in the eye or in the ear of my spirit that even there are people here that in their heart, they're crying out, breakthrough, oh God, when? Breakthrough in a specific area. God, when is the breakthrough? And then it turned my attention to Isaiah chapter 64. Oh, that you will rend the heavens and come down. Oh, that you will rend the heavens and come down. And Isaiah was a prophet of God. I guess he's still, I don't know if he's still a prophet in heaven. I wonder if we keep our offices when we get to heaven. I'm not sure. But Isaiah was an amazing prophet. And he said, oh, that you will rend the heavens and come down. And I believe that Isaiah was looking to the future. There were so many things that faced the Israelites and the Jewish race. So many problems even in that time. And they're still having attacks even today. So there were so many issues against them. And Isaiah said, oh, that you will rend the heavens. But I believe that as a prophet, you know, he probably saw into the future. You know, he probably saw what he was saying. A time when the heavens will be rent open and God himself will come down. And God himself will come down. Because in the Old Testament, they will have visitations of God moving. You understand? That the cloud of the glory of God moving upon the mountain, the cloud of God, when he will call Moses to come and speak with him. So there were times when God will come and then you will know the fire and the cloud, yes, is here. Right, but it seemed to me that like in the Old Testament, not so many people were enjoying that visitation. It seemed to be that it was certain people. Right? But then Isaiah sees a time in the future where God himself, he rend the heavens and he's crying out, oh, that you will rend the heavens and come down. How many of you know when that happened? The principal time when that happened. When God in the flesh, Jesus Emmanuel, oh, that you will rend the heavens and you will come down. And then what happened? And I believe that, yes, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the heavens were rent open. The Jesus God in the flesh, the Son of God, he came down. He came down to the world and he came to die too. He came to die for us. But today you might say that, oh, but yes, Jesus came and he died. But why am I still having so many mountains? Why am I still having so many problems in our life? But one of the things that I want, one of the key things I want to tell you, because one of the problems that we have is that we are crying out, God, bring an open heaven. Lord, I don't have an open heaven. But the one who carries the open heaven is inside of you. For the breaker is within you. And so there is a shift in our heart that we know that when, even when we're in a constrained place, in a difficult situation, you know what that means. When God calls you to do something, I'm happy to use this situation as a testimony now. It was like God called me to do this, but my back was, but I carried the breaker within me. And because of that, I kept focusing until it took me out of the place where I would have been constrained. Do you know what would have happened if I've canceled all the meetings? I would have bowed to the spirit of the age. The spirit of the age that said, no, you can't continue with this. But all that you will rend the heavens. So Jesus came. But when Jesus came to the world, and he died for us and he rose from the dead, right? But still, there is another prophecy from Joel that is going to come to pass. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So Jesus also spoke about the coming down of the Holy Spirit. And what happened in Acts chapter 2? Didn't it feel like the heavens were rent open? That it's time for the visitation of the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? Because without the Spirit, without the Holy Spirit is the one that releases the power, that equips us with the power. Right? So on Acts chapter 2, they were all together with one accord. Right? And then suddenly there came a sound of as of a mighty rushing wind and a place where they were filled. What happened? The Spirit came. And what does the Holy Spirit do? Inside of the Holy Spirit is the power, is the presence, is the fire. Because something happens with all of this country, with all of these mountains. All it needs is for the Spirit of God to touch it. All it needs for the fire of the Holy Spirit to actually touch it. So it's like, oh, that you will rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains will tremble before you. So that is one of the things that the Lord does when he's with us. When he's with us, when he's in our life, he deals with the mountains. So begin to think of the mountains. What kind of mountains do you see? Because before the presence of God, they will melt. That the mountains will tremble before you. And I want to identify some of the mountains that the Lord revealed to me. He talked to me today. to the mountain. He will remove mountains of delay in personal situations. Mountains of delay in personal situations. So how does the presence of the Holy Spirit remove a mountain of delay in personal situation? How does that happen? Is there any one of you here that you're experiencing delays? Let me just see your hands up. Right. Some of us, yeah. So, but how does that happen? How does, if there's been delays and you have been thinking, oh, what do I do now? God has promised me this. How is this going to happen? One of the things that moves delays is the Word of God. Can you see this Bible? Right? You take the Bible and you read it, right? And you read the promises that God has given to you. And you believe it and you take it inside of you. Whatever the promise is, but whatever situation you're in, maybe a sickness is a mountain. By His stripes I was healed. I have been healed of various sicknesses in my life, even with incurable sickness, when I meditated on the Word of God. So the Word, right? And whatever situation is in your life, you have a family member who isn't yet saved, you can take the promise of the Word, household salvation, and you pray through your family, standing on the Word. In this world, there are promises, right? But there is also what you call the prophetic word, right? The prophetic word, when God releases a prophetic word. So what happens when a prophetic word comes out? What is a prophetic word? A prophetic word is a word that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. At a certain time, God is saying, just like Isaiah was a prophet. So when the Lord say, hey, I want to do this, I'm going to do this in you. So if I explain a testimony I had this morning, a really beautiful testimony. So I write prophetic articles for the Elijah List. And then some of those articles that I write, God will reveal something to me in a dream and say, this is a word for the body. So earlier this year, it was in March, I had a dream. And in that, I had written an article and I said, this is a season of open gates. From some of the dreams the Lord showed me last year. And also, there was a recent dream that I saw where I saw a stamp of approval given for somebody for the United Kingdom. In the dream, I was in a visa office, and there was somebody who was really desperate to get a visa. And she was standing before like a visa officer, and this officer did not want to put a stamp on it. He was so difficult. And suddenly I saw a shift took place in the heart of the visa officer, and suddenly he stamped approval. Boom! And I looked on the passport, it was for the United Kingdom. He didn't want to do it, but the Lord touched his heart and he did it. So when I woke up, I just suddenly got a download in my heart. It's a now time for the United Kingdom. That stamp of approval that I saw signified an entry of, a move of God that is going to accelerate a great harvest in the United Kingdom. And so those who wanted to come to the United Kingdom to see the move of God in the UK, to come and minister here, to see the Lord move, there is a stamp of approval from God himself that is saying you can enter in. It goes beyond the actual stamp to God saying he's going to remove the constraint and the barrier that is stopping the missionaries or the people who carry the grace of God. They will come into the UK. And secondly, he was also saying to me that the UK was going to experience a manifestation of the move that has been prophesied over the UK so many times. The move of the glory of God will come and so many people will be saved. And then thirdly, I also wrote, I said those that are looking to stay in the United Kingdom that has had setbacks, delays, suddenly things will turn around for them, right? And they will have a stamp of approval to stay in the United Kingdom. I wrote all of that. And then after that, shortly after that, I don't know if you know that right now UK is in the midst of a beautiful revival that, I don't know, in the midst of a beautiful revival of evangelism, when you go to different places in the UK, you just see things sprouting up. Somebody standing in front of a train station, in front of a town, in different towns, people totally unashamed, standing on different street corners. And you can say, Jesus is Lord. Give your life to Jesus everywhere. And then Rodney Howard Brown came, and then different. It's just like an acceleration, multiplication of what was happening. And I noticed it was like soon after the word, but I already saw it in my dream. And so today, somebody sent me an email, and she said, Ella, you are the only person I've ever written to that writes for the Elijah list. But she actually circled my word. You said miracle for those who want to relocate to the UK. So she has a daughter who is not saved and went to the UK for a work visa. And I'm telling you, in the UK, it takes a long time for you to be able to get the approval to actually stay. So she approved. She applied for an approval to stay within the United Kingdom. And I think you have to stay for like 5-10 years before you can actually get a stay. You know what that means? Like to get approval to stay permanently, right? And so the mother read my word on the Elijah list, and she sent it to her daughter. I said, hey, this prophet said you will get this quickly. Quickly. And she doesn't even believe. She's not a believer. But she said within five days, she got the approval to stay in the United Kingdom. What a miracle. What a miracle. So she sent me that email. So why am I sharing that? That was a mountain for the daughter. That was a mountain. How can I stay when I haven't even stayed for enough years in the UK? But I'm going to apply anyway. But what shifted it? The word given by the prophet. The prophetic word of Lord that said, hey, I had a dream. I saw a stamp of approval for the United Kingdom in various places. Right? So you see, so the different things that can shift a mountain. The word that you believe. The prophetic word. And I also hear the third thing. It just came to my heart right now. For some of you, you might have to war with the prophetic word. Or even the word that you read, right? When you don't see something happening instantly, but you are believing, what does it mean to war? Why do you war with a word, with a prophetic word, when God had already said it, right? Because it's the enemy of your soul. He doesn't want to give up. You see, he doesn't want to give up. But what do? The way you war with it is not to give him an inch. Do you know what that? Don't give him an inch. Don't let him... Don't let him laugh at you, because the enemy likes to laugh. Don't let him laugh at you. Don't even agree with him, even for 1 minute. Give Jesus glory. Give him glory. Let Jesus have his reward. For let him have his reward. Jesus died for us. He rose from the dead. He died for us so that we will be saved. But it's not only salvation from sin. It's so that we will experience redemption in all areas of our lives. Freedom from fear. Freedom from shame. Freedom from sickness. Freedom from sin. Freedom from all manner of stuff. And so when the enemy says, no, he's not going to let go, what do? You press in. You say, it is written. It is written. It is written. Every single time you say to him, it is written. Do you understand? So we war. For some of you, he's encouraging you. You have all it takes. Because when you walk with the prophetic word, when you believe him, what's going to happen? Isaiah chapter 64, it likens it to the fire of God being released upon your mountain. So we don't see what's happening in the supernatural when we are holding on to the word of God. But a lot of shift begins to take place. The enemy begins to lose ground. Right? It loses ground until you occupy the place where God has for you. Right. Okay. So I said that the Lord, so I have talked about delay in personal situations. The Lord also wants to remove mountains that wants to delay or hinder your establishment. I've also kind of talked about that as well. And he's breathing today on all manner of mountains to be removed by the fire of his presence. Because Isaiah 64 says, as when in verse 2, it says, as when God comes down, it looks as if, it looks like this. Fire set twigs ablaze and causes water to boil. And when it comes down and his fire begins to burn on all manner of circumstances, what happens? He comes down and he makes his name known to his enemies and causes the nation to quake before him. It's time for the fire of God to visit our nations. United States of America. Right? Don't you think it's time for the fire of God to make the nations to quake before you? Today is really a great day to really prove what the Lord is saying is really true. I think it was in May, I wrote another word that was another prophetic word that was published on the Elijah list, and I talked about God humbling specific situations when God was going to humble the politicians and the rulers of the nations. And there was some very, very specific situation that I wrote within that article, that even when I wrote it, people were writing to me. I said, hey, this just happened today. This was just uncovered. This exposure, it just happened. And this just happened. But just look at that. The politicians, God humbling the politicians. What does he do when he do? Why is he doing that? Why will he do that? Because a lot of things that the Lord wants to do, the revival that we are crying out to the Lord for, it's not just, it's not only for healings, miracles, salvation. That is part of it. But even for that, do you know that there are rulers in the nations of the earth who are so stubborn and arrogant because of what they represent? They are hindering the move of God from coming. And God is going to move. God is shifting. Look at what's happening in the United States. Right? But this is the time for us to stand. This is the time for us to stand. And in our heart, the way we stand, we position ourselves for humility. Right? In repentance. In humility. Right? In repentance. And we come to God. For if those people who are called by my name, we humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, what will happen? God is going to turn and he will heal our land. But what happens when we stand in humility and in repentance and we say, God, will you let your fire visit our nation? Because there are mountains that are standing that needs to move. There are mountains that are standing that needs to move. We need you to come, right? We need you to come. We want mountains of what is this thing that is happening right now? This LGBT stuff. Yeah. I think I was talking about it in one meeting and they said, wow, Ella, you're so bold. Is it bold to say things like that here? Anyway, okay. But, you know, mountains of just laws, immoral laws. Do you understand? Things that defy God. Look how you mentioned about the what happened recently, like in Paris, the Olympic. You know, these hideous mountains. You know, these hideous mountains to move. Anti-God mountains. Antichrist mountains. And when these things begin to move, what will happen? The nations will respond. They will know that you are God. Isn't the same God that moved that Pharaoh trembled before the Lord? And, you know, and then eventually he didn't repent, unfortunately, because God wants everyone to repent. He loves everyone, but Pharaoh refused to repent. Right? So we want to stand and say, God, will you visit with this fire that you talked about in Isaiah 64? When you come, when we stand and when we repent and we are humble in our heart and you visit our nation, when you visit us and many mountains begin to move, and certain mountains begin to tremble, right? And then people begin to know and say that you are Lord. I'm going to share with you a prophetic dream that I had. I shared this dream in Montana last week Friday, right? So last week Friday in Montana, the Lord directed me to share a dream that I had about the Washington DC area. So we're talking now about the mountains, the mountains of the nations and the politics and all of that stuff. Yeah, the governmental. Thank you. The governmental. And I know when I shared that word in Montana, the leaders were like, Ella, we like how you were bold to just say what's on your heart. You're not even thinking, am I, you know, is this the atmosphere to be, you're just saying what's in your heart. You don't really care. Well, anyway, so I shared about a prophetic dream I had that the Lord gave me a few years ago. I was in the dream, I was in the Washington DC area. And in the Washington DC area, I was in a church and I was invited to speak. And in that church, as I was about to speak, the Lord just suddenly put his word in my heart, if from the scriptures, for I will pour out waters upon the barren heights. I will pour out floods. I will pour out my spirit. What's it saying? The barren height is talking about the top. So in the dream, I knew that he was talking about the governmental right at the very top. He's saying, I will pour out my spirit. And I knew he wants to release a move of the spirit. He wants to bring United States to the point where revival is coming right from the very top. Because when that happens, laws are going to change. Laws are going to shift. Things are going to change right from the top. So it's going to be a revival by the grace of God in the name of Jesus that will transform laws, that will transform things that even schools and laws in the school and things that has hampered the move of God and the righteousness will begin to crumble because the anointing and the presence of God, the floods of God, it wants to visit the high places. It wants to visit the governmental places. And so in that dream, when I begin to have that in my heart, I said to everybody, in order for this to happen, we need to usher in this move. Everybody rise up and begin to pray. Because sometimes we have prophetic words, but we don't know how we are to partner with the prophetic word. So in that dream, I said, we got to partner with this word. Every one of you, you have to rise up. You need to begin to pray because out of your bellies will flow the rivers of living waters. And when you pray, this flood is going to hit. It's going to get in to Washington, D.C. And because what? He wants to release the floods upon the barren heights. For the move of his spirit will not be held back any longer. It will not be hindered, says the Spirit of the Lord. Shakaria la la la. But we must rise and we must take our place. So when I had that dream, in that dream I could see who were baby Christian and who were strong believers and who had been mature for a long time. But it didn't matter because as soon as I said that word, everyone in that meeting, they responded. Everyone stood up in that meeting and they began to pray. They began to pray in their words. They began to pray in the Holy Spirit with one accord and in unity that there must be a visitation. There must be a visitation that those heights will no longer be barren. For when the Spirit of God floods the place, it's going to be fruitful in righteousness. And so we prayed, and it was at the sound of that prayer that I woke up. And so when I went to Montana, I said, I felt a leading in this time. Everybody rise up. I said in that place, I said, we will release rivers of God from our bellies. And we are going to pray because that prophetic word must come to pass. And then we will partner with it. So when God releases prophetic words to me, what he also does, because he's called me specifically in the role of a prophetic watchman. So he also gives me the prayer directive. Because many times we hear prophetic words. Sometimes the reason we don't see it happen is not because it was false, but because we've not partnered with the word. We've not partnered with the word. And so in Montana, I said on Friday, everybody rise up. Because we're going to release rivers. We're going to pray and rivers of God is going to flow from us. And we're going to release rivers into the Washington, D.C. Because I have seen it and I know it. God desires to have his way. And so we stood up and we prayed. And there was such a strong presence, an anointing of the Holy Spirit. When we stood up and we prayed and we released the presence of God, the move of God. And this is how I prayed. I said, let's pray. We're going to pray that the river of God is going to move and push out whatever is going to hinder the move of God that he wants. He's going to move it out of that area to give way for the move of the Spirit. So we release the move, because what does, you know, the fire of the move of God removes the mountain. So we prayed. We prayed like that. The presence of God was very strong. And I don't know why some people might think it's a coincidence. But on Sunday, we heard there was a stepping down. I'm not going to mention names. We heard that there was a stepping down. But everything is not over yet. But this is a moment where we need to press in, because that move of God must land. It must be filled, because it's time for the United States to experience the fullness of what God wants. So even right now, will you just lift up your hand? Because I feel every time I just release this particular word, and I'm leaving today and I'm going back tomorrow. If you can lift up, but pray from the depths of your heart. There was a reason why when I had that dream, I was specifically in the Washington, D.C. area. So will you lift up your hand and cry out to God? Let these rivers, oh, that you will rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains may flow at your presence. We will pray right now, God, what you have started, oh God, will you finish it? Will you complete it? Will you complete, oh God, what you have started? So we pray right now in the name of Jesus for a visitation of the Spirit of God, a visitation of the Spirit of God in the Washington, D.C. area. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask for a move of your Spirit, a move of your Spirit, a move of your Spirit to completely manifest in every way, so that, Lord, we have on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. Declare right now, say, on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. Oh, let's just prophesy. Let's sing it. Let's prophesy right now. Let's sing in the Spirit. On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit.
On earth as it is.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, ra-da-da-da-ba-shakada. The things begin to shift. Oh, let your will be done, God. Oh, Ramasia, oh, Ramasia, Ramasia, oh, Ramasia, 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 oh, Ramasia, something else. I just want to say something else too. I also believe, and I'm sure maybe some of you have sensed this, but I want you to keep on praying for President Trump. Do you understand? Honestly, as a prophet of God, I don't even know what the policies of a place is. I didn't ask about full gospel. I didn't ask what you believe. I didn't ask any. I just say what's in my heart. I just want to say pray for President Trump, because if the attempt was made once, there are desires to do it again. So that we ask and we pray in the name of Jesus. For a wall of fire. For a shield of fire. And a wall of fire around him. In the name of Jesus. But there's something I also want you to pray about. You know what? I want to pray, and I want you to join me in prayer, because no one is our enemy, right? Will you please pray for President Biden to be saved? Yeah. Pray that he will be saved, that he will know the Lord and it will come to salvation. Right? You understand? Because you can pray different kind of prayers. I stand here. I believe in my heart that, you know, that God will, I don't know. I'm not saying that I know who is going to be president. I'm not going to make any presidential prophecy or anything like that. Do you understand? But I believe that his values are much more in line with the Lord. And some of you, if you know me, you know that I pray for him and I support Trump. But it does not mean that we should hate Biden. No, we don't hate him. Pray for him because God loves him. Do you understand? Pray that even he will be healed in his body. Right? Don't mock him. Pray for him. Pray for his salvation. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. Because God loves every person that he has made. Amen. So Lord, we thank you. On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. So let me see what else. Hallelujah. So Isaiah chapter 16 verse 6. It says the lines have fallen in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. Right? Before I even share that, I want to share something with you. Because I believe that we want to usher in, we want to pray and see a move of revival in Long Island, in Copaig. Did I pronounce it properly?
Yeah, that's it.
Copaig. But even beyond Copaig, into all over Long Island, all over New York. Right? Revival must not pass Long Island by. Do you understand? But we want the unity. I believe that there is a cohesion that is needed, right?
Yeah.
In the believer, the cohesion that the apostles had, they were all together in one accord, then the Spirit of God came. I believe that, I really believe that the believers in Long Island, right? This is my heart. This is what I've seen. This is what I'm saying, that God is calling forth a cohesion of his Spirit. In humility to stand side by side for the sake of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Jesus is coming soon. And there's a harvest to be brought in into the kingdom of God. Right? Into the kingdom of God. So I believe that there is a cohesion that God is bringing. There is a move of revival that God wants to release. Because the nations... when in Isaiah 64, it says when God comes down, one of the things that will happen, such is going to be the move of his fire, that his adversaries will be afraid. The adversaries of the Lord, right? The adversaries of the Lord, they will tremble before him and the nations will shake. The nations will shake and they will what? When that happens, there is an admission that the Lord is God. What do I mean by that? Don't you want a kind of revival that will happen that even the newspapers, the secular newspapers, will be saying that, hey, someone just got raised from the dead. Whoa! Somebody just got healed. Why is happening? That secular newspapers will begin to talk about it. When I went to Norway a few years ago to preach, and so in Norway, I've seen God, many healing movements when I've preached. And I'm going to pray for the sick today. So I've seen several people healed in Norway. Many miracles that has happened. So there was a church that was invited to preach at. And then the pastor decided, you know what she did? She will often advertise my coming in the newspaper. But she's never asked the journalist to come. So now she went to a newspaper and asked a journalist who was not saved to come to the meeting and cover the meeting. So when she told me that, I said, are you sure? You know, these people are not on our side. And then I was giving her examples of when similar things happen and it wrote horrible things about Christian establishment. I mean, are you sure? Did you hear God? Are you sure you should be doing this? But she heard God. She heard God when I didn't at that time, didn't hear him. She said, don't worry, I prayed about it. I think it's going to be fine. She said like that, I think it's going to be fine. So the meeting started and I was by the pulpit. And then I began to feel the fire of God on my body. So when God moves in healing through me, I can sense shift, different fires burning in my body. I feel words of knowledge within my body. So there will be a fire in my back burning on my leg and all of that. And then I would say, there's somebody here, there's somebody here. And then so at the beginning, I could feel the fire burning. And I saw the newspaper guy with all his camera, with his eyes looking at me like this. And I'm thinking, a part of me was like, preach a very simple message. Don't be so controversial. Because this man can write horrible things about this church and things like that. So I was thinking that way. But then the fire on my body was intensifying so much that I said to myself, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to go for it. So I stand and I said, there's somebody here. You have this, you have that. And then people came to the front, sick. And I began to pray. People were being slain in the spirit, falling on the floor, rolling, laughing, all kind of stuff that you think it's a secular guy sees it, you are in trouble. All those things, shaking, wriggling on the floor, laughing, and all that stuff. And he was there. I was like, God, well, a day for you to choose to do this. Okay, I have your way. And then people who have been healed, they stood up and gave their testimony. So after he went, I was thinking to myself, weeks after, what is this man going to say? What is he going to say? What is he going to say? And then the pastor called me and said, I have seen the newspaper. I have seen the article. She took a camera shot of it. He said, I will send it to you. I looked at it. I was like, what? He gave glory to Jesus. He called it, give Jesus praise. He gave glory to Jesus. And he said, a healing meeting in the name of Jesus. He gave glory to the name of Jesus. When I posted that article on my Facebook page, some guys from Europe said, this is almost impossible. This doesn't happen, because we know what Europe is like. They don't give glory for nothing. That's a miracle. Why am I sharing that? Why don't we lift up our hand and we say, more, Lord. More, Lord. Why don't we say, more, Lord? We want that. That even the secular newspapers, they will not be able to say this is not God. They will say, this is God. They will say, this is God. That even the secular newspaper, do you have Fox News? Fox News or CNN is the one. CNN is the one that is a little bit, that even CNN will say, something is happening in full gospel copying. The dead are raising. Yes, we prophesy forth. Why not? Why not? Why not? So, Father, we just lift up our hands to the heavens. We ask, oh God, that you will rend the heavens. Will you rend the heavens? And do such, release such a miracle move of your spirit. Such a miracle move of your spirit, oh God. That the nations will say that you are God. And this is the scripture that I got for today's meeting today. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for a rending. Hallelujah. And then I heard the word of the Lord for our hearts. He said, give him all wholeheartedly and not hold back. In this season, God will admonish you, encourage you, speak to all of us. Don't hold back any area of your heart. Whatever he asks you to do, give it even more. Give of yourself wholeheartedly, even your time. Give your time. For there is those that will say, but God, this is my time. This is my time to do this. This is my time to do that. But times and seasons are in the hand of God. Give him your time. Everything. Give him your time. Give him your life, your family, your marriage, everything. Let everything be for the glory of God. So that's a specific word I heard. For I hear the Lord say, for me to tell you, give everything to him wholeheartedly. Let him occupy every area in your life. Surrender it all. Surrender it all, whatever it is. Your time, yourself, even your money. Shall I tell you a cool story? A quick cool story about something that had to do with money. So God called me into full-time ministry. I started preaching. I started my ministry, Harvest of the Nation, 2009, but I was still working at the same time. And then in late 2010, my manager said, no, we can't give you any more free time to go and preach. You have to choose between your job and going to preach. So I prayed about it that night, and the Lord said, yeah, it's time to leave. So I left, and they said, give us, you know, I said, the next morning, what is your decision? I said, I've been invited to go to Cambodia. I choose to go and preach. And they said, give us your resignation. And that was it. You know, so 2010, January, I was not in full-time ministry anymore. But that same time, in January, I had an email from my manager, my previous manager. And he said, Ella, we were looking through our records. And we saw that it looks like we have overpaid you by thousands. Can you return the money, please? And to be honest, I did not, because I was very honest. Because there was a time when they overpaid me and I saw it. And I said, hey, you overpaid me, when I was working with them. And they sent me, everyone, an email that Ella is so honest and everything. But this time, I didn't know anything or whatever it was. And I looked at it. I said, are you sure? Look at. I said, oh, my goodness. And I was thinking to myself, wow. I've just been in full-time ministry and I hear something like this. What am I going to do? And they said, yeah, could you send the money back? And then so on Sunday, the following Sunday, I was at church and they were passing the offering basket round. And when the offering basket came, I thought to myself, you know, I'm in full-time now. I have to be thrifty. So I wanted to put the smaller amount in the basket. And the Lord said, if you put the bigger amount, I will cancel your debt. They will cancel your debt or something like that. So I gave the bigger amount. And it was so funny. God is so merciful. Because you know when they say God loves a cheerful giver? But I have to be honest with you, I didn't even give it cheerfully. I was like, oh my God, this hurts me to the core of my marrow. It hurts me to the core of my being. But he was merciful that even though I was not so cheerful, by next Monday, I got an email. And in the email, it said, just this once, we've decided to overlook this. Don't return it. Don't return the money. Can you imagine that? So, you see, mountains will shift. Even financial mountains. So, I just want to pray right now for all of you, for whatever situation. Because now you know from the testimony that I'm giving, I don't have to call you all out and lay hand on you. Just the words that God is giving me, that he's giving through my mouth, he has enough power to bring a shift in your life, right? So I'm going to pray for you right now. You just lift up your hand. So I'm going to pray, and I pray, Father, that in the name of Jesus, any tumult that is going on in our lives, financial mountains, debts, difficult situations, Father, I speak in the name of Jesus for a shifting and a moving away of the mountains. In the name of Jesus, let there be supernatural miracles of release, of abundance, of increase, of healing, of blessings and provisions. In the name of Jesus, that every mountain that came in today, we say that they are shifted in the name of Jesus. And we also pray for New York, you understand? The whole of New York experienced a move of the Spirit of God. Let the Spirit move, especially in this church, Full Gospel Church, an anointing of the Holy Spirit be released so powerfully that great miracles and signs and wonders begin to be released in such mighty and glorious ways in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It says, for when we did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains trembled. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no eye has perceived, no eye has seen any God who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. So I want to give you these keys now. Do you want to live in breakthrough every day? What are the keys? Here in verse 4, you say God acts on those who wait for Him. That's one of the keys. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. I don't know if you practice soaking, waiting on the Lord. I do it every day. I put on worship music. I just listen to worship. I listen. I stay in the presence of God. So wait on Him. Wait on Him. When the priest, when they were worshiping in the temple, in the book of Chronicles, the glory of God came. The atmosphere of the presence and the fire of God comes when we elevate the presence of God in whatever we do. So wait on Him. Make your house an altar. Build an altar in your home. Build an altar in your heart. Build an altar in your home. Let the worship music, that's what I do. When I'm at home or when I'm out there ministering, I put on worship. I try to do it for as many hours. I even put on worship when I'm asleep in the night. I put on the word until I wake in the morning. The presence of God. Because the presence releases the atmosphere of miracles. Wait on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord releases an atmosphere of continual breakthrough. Wait on the Lord in the word, in worship, and in His presence. So wait on Him. Wait for Him. And He also says, wait for Him. So don't give up. Don't do things that God is not in it. Whatever God is not in it, don't do it. Don't do it. Let God be in the midst of every decision that you do. So you wait on Him, and He says, those who do righteousness. Do you know what that means? Those who do righteousness, that is also, it has to do with decision. It's not enough for us to be the righteousness of God and not to act as if we are the righteousness of God. Yes, we are the righteousness of God if we are born again, because Jesus is in us. But there are decisions we make every day that sometimes these decisions does not prove that we are the righteousness of God. But He's saying right here that if we do righteousness, right, He comes to you. He comes on behalf of those who do righteousness. What does that mean? You choose to forgive. When somebody backstabs you, slanders you, you choose to bless them. That's righteousness. That's being righteous. You've been righteous when somebody comes to you and start to backstab somebody. Hey, Tina, do you know that sister? And you just said, no, I do not want to gossip. That is being righteous. Do you understand? You've been righteous when you wait on the Lord and you say, Lord, well, you know, when somebody say, hey, I know. When the person say, hey, God, I know that I'm supposed to be in marriage now. I'm telling you, in this world, there's a lot of temptations. There's a lot of temptations. I remember a very good friend that I had. And she told me that, you know, this woman, she's really a loving woman of God. Very righteous before God. But she was so tempted because she had a desire to have a baby, to have a child. And she felt that her biological clock was almost running away. And the person who was interested in her was not saved. And she started a relationship with him. But you know what? She was so righteous. Sometimes it's not the temptation that matters the most, but what do you do with the temptation? Because she broke it off. She said, no, I would rather be righteous. I would rather stay with the Lord. Do you understand what I mean? So we hear stories even in the church. You understand? Being together, staying together when the marriage is not there. That's not being righteous. Because God will always be holy. He will always be righteous. He doesn't change. Let Him cleanse our eyes gates and say to God, you know what? You know, help me to make a covenant with my eyes so that I will not look at the profane. My eyes will not look at pornography, at immoral stuff. My ears will be closed to evil. My heart will meditate on the good stuff, on the righteous. That is being righteous. Those who walk in righteousness, he will come on your behalf. And lastly, he said, those who remember the Lord in their ways. Bring the Lord in every situation, and it will come to you. Position your heart that you are always thinking about God. God, God, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Somebody say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How many of you know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower? He says that God will come to you to make his name known. Do you know what that means? Think about all the names of God. Think about what you're believing God for. Jehovah Sikenu, God our righteousness. Jehovah Nissi, God our banner. Jehovah Rapha, God my healer. What does that mean? The name of God is made renowned. That was what happened in Norway when those healings took place in that church. They attributed it to the name of Jesus. But think about it right now. What is it that you need from God? Make his name renowned by just standing for it. Lord, I will believe for this. I will believe. When you stand for righteousness, what are you doing? You are inviting Jehovah Sikenu. You are making his name to be renowned. Everybody realize the attributes of that name. The name of the Lord, his name is righteousness. His name is healing. And then the name of the Lord protects us. It's a strong tower. Stay in the name of Jesus. When my plane was about to crash, I'm telling you, he's laughing. When my plane looked as if it was about to crash, it wasn't this year though, it was like in 2019. Terrible. When it looked as if it was about to crash, what did we do? I was in this plane on my way to minister in Nigeria. An Air France plane, and it stopped in Paris. It was going to make a connection. The flight was so peaceful. And suddenly, as the plane was about to land, almost, it just hit a sudden turbulence. And the turbulence was such, it seemed to me as if the pilot lost control. It wasn't even a rough landing. It was as if it couldn't even land. You know what happened with the plane? It started bouncing like a ball. Like a boom. And so the first bounce, you know, when all of us were shaking to our core, even I screamed. I said, Jesus! But it wasn't only me. It was like everybody in the plane. I'm telling you, there was no atheist in that plane. Everybody screamed, Jesus! Everybody screamed. It bounced like, I don't know, once or twice. And then by a miracle, it stopped. I believe that is Jesus. The moment we say Jesus, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. When we call upon the name of Jesus, he became around us a place of safety. Do you understand? And we were saved. We were saved. Unfortunately, around that time, we heard about an Ethiopian airline that had something similar. It didn't stop bouncing. It continued to bounce until a very fatal incident happened. And I believe several people died. But what happened that day? The name of the Lord. So will you lift up your hand right now? I'm going to pray right now. Because we are living in a time, even when I mention this, have you noticed that lately there have been many news about plane incidents that has been terrible? So I pray right now for the safety of the name of Jesus to cover us, to keep us, so that no evil will befall you. In the name of Jesus, no psychopath, no stray bullet, no evil will touch you. I cover, Father, let all be covered in the mighty name, inside the name of Jesus. Amen. Lastly, the last thing that I will say, and right at the end, I'm going to pray for every single person, right? And we're going to have like a healing line. I'm going to pray for everyone. Before I say that, I just want to say it's not the least important. Is very important, if not the most important. It's very important. A word on evangelism. You see, I didn't ask anything about this church, so I don't know. But all I'm saying, everywhere I go, it's like God is emphasizing, if you're doing it, continue to do it. Because the expansion is going to come through witnessing to the lost outside of the four walls of the church. Do you understand? Make it a, what do you call it? A lifestyle, right? To witness to the poor, to the lost, to those who don't know Jesus. And so what I want to encourage you is, we're talking about God coming down and making his name, make his name known. Jesus came down to die for our sins, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Think about that. He wants to make his name known through you. So in the diner, when you leave here today, when you go to have your lunch, talk to your waiter. When you give them a tip, don't stop at a tip. Tell them Jesus loves you. He died for you. How is your day today? First of all, ask them, how is your day? So that they know you love them. When people know that you love them and you care for them, their heart opens up when you share the gospel with them. Do you understand? Share the gospel. Jesus died and rose from the dead. Everywhere I go, I preach the gospel. I went to California. They took me to the mountains. The mountains, San Bernardino Mountain, we went on a sightseeing. Do you know that day, the Lord used us to lead 9 people to the Lord? 9 people. And that was a day when we were supposed to be having fun. Everywhere around us, let your eyes open, right? Bring people to the kingdom with you. So that when our time comes, when you will appear before God, there will be people with you. People with you. That you will know that you were the one that brought them to heaven. Don't go to heaven alone. Don't do that. I love Tina. I just remember when I stayed with you, Tina. And I kept just Tony, sorry. Tony, when I kept talking about evangelism, but suddenly I'm hearing Tony is leading people to the Lord. Praise the Lord. And look at Tina. And I'm sure many of you, but I want to encourage you. You might not be evangelist in the office of an evangelist, but do the work of an evangelist. Because he said, you know, be a witness, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Right? Go out there, use love, use kindness, ask people how they're doing. Share the gospel. Jesus died for you and he rose from the dead. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe he's the Son of God and he rose from the dead? If he said yes, tell them wonderful. The next thing is accept him in your heart. If you've never done that before, and some of them will be very honest, they will tell you that, oh, we haven't accepted him in our heart yet. Encourage them. Pray with them when you see that they are open to pray and ask Jesus into their heart to be their Lord and Savior. Be a witness everywhere you go, relationally. And as a church, we call forth the unsaved. Invite people who are not saved to come into the church. Invite them in. Share the gospel with them. The highway and the byways. But I really pray that every church, we have evangelism within its fivefold ministry. You know, there were about two or three churches on this tree where the Lord led me to do, and I will say it was an apostolic work where they didn't have evangelism department at all, but the Lord led me to release commission, train them. Now they have evangelism group, evangelism department as part of the church, the fivefold ministry. And one of the pastors in Indiana was talking to me a few days ago. He said, Ella, just like you said, we have made tracts, we've ordered Bibles, and next Saturday we are going to go out. They are running with it. They are running with it. Now they have evangelism department as part of their fivefold. We need to be like that. Not just witness within the church, but outside to those who are lost and perishing. Let that be part of our DNA. Let that be part of our everyday life. And I encourage you to do that in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to make an altar in the next 5 or 10 minutes. But before then, I want to...
I asked Ella before she finishes to give me an opportunity to give you an opportunity to bless her in her ministry. Obviously, she travels all over the world, and that doesn't just happen. It takes finances. So I want to be able to bless her so that she continues to do the work that she's doing. So I'm going to ask the ushers if they would get ready to come forward. And I ask you to be generous, to give. You can never outgive God. You can never outgive God. And she needs to be able to go around and preach the gospel and share the word that God has given her and put upon her heart. And in order to do that, it takes finances. Amen? Amen. Everything does. Everything does. Amen. So we want to receive this offering in order to be able to bless us. So Father, as we receive this offering, Lord, I pray your hand would be upon it. Your multiplication power, Lord, that generosity would come through your people, that we can bless our sister, that she can continue to travel throughout the world where we can't go, but we can support someone who does. So, Father, we thank you in advance for this offering and pray that it will bring souls into the kingdom. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead. Yes, if you're writing out checks, please either make it to cash or make it to this church, FGCC, just those four letters. FGCC, because I spoke with Ella earlier. It's hard to bring checks into the UK. They have problems processing them. So if you're going to use a check, make it out to cash or FGCC, or just give cash. Either way. Amen? Amen. Okay.
I want everyone just to, if you would just bow your head, please. I just want to make a call right now. If there is anybody here at all that you have not yet opened up your heart to invite Jesus to be your Savior and your Lord, maybe somebody invited you, and today you know that Jesus is knocking on your heart. He died for you and he rose from the dead. But if you have never at any time open up your heart to invite Jesus to be your Savior and your Lord, and today you want to do that, I would love to pray with you. If that is you, can I see your hand? That today you want to pray and say, Jesus, come into my heart and be my Savior. Okay. If all of you have already given your heart to Jesus, I want to make a kind of altar. If you rise up to your feet, I want to pray. Just come. I will explain to you. In Isaiah chapter 6, it talks about Isaiah being caught up into heaven, and there was a coal of fire upon his. And this fire, I really believe, that we talked about today, God rending up to open, rending the heavens and coming down. If you are here and you want God to touch all your life in a deeper way, I just want you to come. I'm just going to pray. Just put my hand on your hand briefly. We're going to believe right now for an immersion of the fire of God. I hear the word baptism. An immersion of the fire of God. Just come. There is enough space here. Just come. And as you come, you know that your altar it's not easy for you to stand, you can sit in front. But just come, just come. And I'm hearing your heart is just this beautiful altar. Will you make your heart an altar? An altar. And if I could have an usher ready just to stand behind people. Will you make your heart an altar? Where his fire longs to visit. Will you make your heart an altar? An altar of love. An altar of his fire. Because when God comes down, when he comes down, it's an altar you will rend the heavens. But let me tell you something. How about if God was to break through you in every place? That wherever you go, it's as if God is coming down. How about that? That you become a receptacle of the glory and the power of God. That wherever you go, because of you, love is happening. Unity is happening. Blessings are being released. People have been healed. People have been encouraged. Whenever they see you, they'll be like, here comes blessings. Here comes love. Here comes God. Here comes Jesus. Just begin to talk to God even in your heart right now. Just tell him, Lord, I make my heart an altar. I make my heart an altar. Breathe upon my heart. Let there be hope. Let my heart be healed. Revive faith in my heart again. Use me, oh God. Fire, fall down. Fire, fall down on us, we pray. Fire of God, fire, fall down. Fire, fall down. Oh Lord, we know that your fire for us is a blessing. It's not going to destroy us. Your fire is here to bless us. Your fire is here to heal us. Your fire is here to baptize us. Your fire is here to anoint us. Your fire is here to touch us. And so right now, as I go to your people and I touch them, this is the very last meeting that I'm doing on this trip before I go back tomorrow. So as I touch their hands, I'm praying right now, Father, make this one the carrier. Ha! The carrier of your fire, your healing fire, your glory fire, your loving fire. Because the very heavens has opened right now. That Jesus is going to appear through this once. Can I have an usher just standing behind? Yeah, yeah. So as I pray. Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Just lift your hand. Yeah, 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 yeah. There's a fire. And I see through your eyes. Jesus looking through your eyes. Fire of the Holy Ghost. More of your fire. More of your fire. Just take it right now. Take, I hear the word, take the healing fire. Take the healing fire. Just take it.
Send your fire.
going to be in your hand. I feel like He wants it to be all over you, all over your body. You know what happened? Sometimes I hug people and they get healed, right? Do you want to be a carrier of this healing fire all over your body? Right now, in the name of Jesus, just take it. Jesus, by the light of God. Hey, ya 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 mama, so ya la la da. Keep saying yes. Yes, yes. Of the world, show yourself mighty, show yourself mighty. God, heal this man, heal him and bless him in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Tina. Come, Bombo sakara da bomba ya urana mama ya please moya ya mama dezo more glory power fire glory power fire anointing to go into deeper places wisdom and revelation break forth in his life in the name of Jesus. Yeah 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 yeah. Oh, shine forth. He will sit in the midst of the cherubim. Shine forth. He will sit in the midst of the cherubim. Shine forth for him. He will sit in the midst of the cherubim. Shine forth. Shine forth for him, through him, for him, through him, in the name of Jesus. Have I prayed for everyone? No, I did. I prayed for him. Okay. If I pray for everybody, I just touch him. Touch everybody here with the fire, with the power of your love. Touch everybody. Fire, power, glory, anointing, favor. My Yehovah. Hey, Masuk, Ahomo, don't fall, Tina. Don't fall, Tina, Tina, Tina. Glory, 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 glory. Woo-hoo-hoo. Now I want to pray for the sick. Do you have a sickness in your body? If you don't have a sickness in your body, stretch forth your hand to those who are sick. If you have a pain in your body, stand here right now. Put your hand where the pain is. Put your hand where the pain is. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command every sickness. I command every sickness to leave. Where is the pain? Just touch it. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I release healing into your body. I release healing into your body. I release healing. Every pain in this back disappear in the name of Jesus. I release healing into your body. I release healing into your body. In the name of Jesus. I command healing right now into your ears. Into your hearing. Be healed. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. I command every pain to disappear. I command every sickness to disappear. Let the healing power of God, let it touch your bodies so that you're able to do what you couldn't do right now. Let bodies begin to align with the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus, touch these bodies that they can immediately begin to do what they couldn't do. What they couldn't do. Healing. Healing power of God. Healing power of God. Touch them. Receive healing in your body. Receive healing in your ears. Receive healing.
Touch by your fire, warm the spirit, like the gentle spring.
gone, and then so but now I'm praying for her ears. So she said the ear is not fully healed yet, but you know what, we thank God for the hip, for the pain that Jesus has taken away. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, you hear me? Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, she healed.
Fully,
she said yeah.
Thank you.
feel any pain in my hip at this moment.
Amen.
No pain in my hip.
But I've seen Jesus heal many ears, and I command total healing from his ears. But we thank you for the hit that the pain, Jesus took the pain away. Yeah, of course. In Jesus' name, I just release healing right now. To the, is he a headache? Command right now the healing power of God to flow into this head. I command every pain to leave. Headache disappear. Headache leave right now. In the name of Jesus, I command no more headache and no more pain. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. When you stood, and initially he said he felt better, and then suddenly he's completely gone. Will you give?
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, I give Jesus all the glory, all the honor. Thank you, Jesus. He healed my head. He healed it. I've been suffering headaches for 3 years.
Jesus took pain, headache for 3 years. He took it away. He took it away. So right now, I just pray right now for anybody here. Vivian, you know the kind of pain, no matter how long the pain has been, no matter how long the pain has been standing, woo! In the name of Jesus, you ran upon the heavens. When the Lord ran upon the heavens, what happens? He melts away every mountain. So nothing of the enemy stays in our body. So I release healing. I'm just hearing even in the heart. You know, sometimes there is no pain in the body, but the heart. The heart needs peace. So I'm praying right now for every heart. I decree the shalom of God. The peace of God in every heart. The shalom of God. The peace of God. Let it reign in our hearts. Let it reign. No more turmoil. No more pain. No more confusion. But healing and rest and strength in all our hearts. And today I bless all of you, everyone in this meeting, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I bless you with the fullness of what God has for you, with the fullness of joy, with the fullness of peace and glory. And I bless the leadership of this church, Pastor Eugene and Pastor Diane, in the name of Jesus, I bless you with so much more of God and favor beyond what you can think or imagine. The goodness of God in all areas of your life. I hear the word excellent spirit. Thank you for your excellent spirit that rests upon Pastor Diane. Excellent spirit of our Lord in every area of your life. I hear your gift will make a room for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this precious leadership. For Pastor Diane, and Pastor Eugene. Thank you for your blessing upon their lives. In the name of Jesus. We give God glory. No, later on. Okay, let's. Okay. I say, Lord, I'm coming. Lord, we just praise you. Everybody, give him praise. I was going to bless the United States of America before I leave. I bless the United States of America with peace, with joy, and I pray no to any terrorist attack, no to any 2 miles on the street, no to any evil, no to election malfunction. We pray that God is in all this process and he takes you and he keeps you safe. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. 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 Give Jesus praise. What did Jesus do for you? And today, it's gone. Hallelujah. After prayer, it's gone. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Give Jesus praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. I'm coming. We thank you, Jesus, for this meeting. So, if you need any more prayer at the end, I will be back, please. Can I just say something quickly? Before you go, I brought some of my books here. Spirit-Led Evangelism is a book training on evangelism to help us to bring the lost to Christ. And this is a healing and a deliverance book, this blue book, where testimonies of people being healed of bipolar, mental illness by the power of Christ in the name of Jesus. So I will be there at the back. If you want to get the books, if you want to buy the book, you can actually use your card. If you don't have cash or anything like that, you can use your card. So I'll be at the back. I'll do a book signing for you. So come to the back and say hello. And if you're also interested in joining the School of Ministry, go on my website for the School of the Prophets and Prophetic Ministry starting on the 10th of August. Will you give Jesus praise? Amen. Amen. Give him praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. We have refreshments inside. We have the bagels and the coffee and the tea. If you can join us, and we pray a blessing and a blood covering over everyone, and to receive what the Lord is doing in your lives. Amen. Okay. Amen.